other marvelous ones here on ntnradio.com. I don't know what
the majority, majority of us voted here out of the three, so that means one did not or has a special sticker.
Who's that? Who didn't vote?
One without the sticker. One person.
I put it on my hard hat from work. You want me to wear my hard hat for work?
That hard hat sounds like innuendo. We don't want to see your hard hat.
Yeah, why does it sound like you're talking in a toilet bowl?
Pull your microphone down.
Because you're bitching earlier about my cookies.
Welcome to the studio.
Turn
the toilet bowl.
Courtesy of moving it so you didn't have to hear me chew, and I'm getting poop for it. Typical.
Yes.
Typical.
You better be ready for the show.
You better be bringing
it. Don't put that in your mouth. Oh, yeah, he's deep throwing.
You look like you have experience doing
that.
Well,
I'll let you guys figure that out. Wow. I've never seen a whole Coke bottle go down that easy. but he is from China, so.
Anyway. That's where it's me.
All right. We tried something a little different this week.
Speaking of offensive. We got nothing. We got Schultzy.
It is a sci-fi desert.
We see nothing. Not like we hear nothing.
I mean, obviously, it'll be something worth doing. But, so not like Dune. But it's a desert. More like Tatooine. Right? Like storylines going on. Just can't see them and little Jawas running around. But we decided we were going to like watch an
little
old
pivot.
Movie.
A little pivot. There we go.
And the one we kind of all decided on was the 1963 version of Jason and the Argonauts.
It was not 1963. You might as well say 1863.
1963.
Shut your faces. I thought it was like a 70-something.
No.
You're kidding. Oh, you know what? I'm thinking of the Titans with the clockwork.
Back to the Titans. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that's why I was thinking.
Which had some claymation in it. I love claymation.
It's because
the same guy did it.
The Titans, they still use claymation. Not a big jump on the sci-fi.
Much else to use back then.
That's right. That's why Star Wars is so important and relevant. It jumps hyperspaced out of the claymation.
This is a perfect opportunity. I've looked at a couple reviews, and this one guy, probably a Gen Z person, said it's the worst computer graphics he'd ever seen in a movie.
Why do you? You're such a follower sometimes. But why do you listen to what other people say and then report it? Especially Gen Z.
Obviously, you didn't listen to what I said. The guy thought it was computer graphics. That was
you didn't
so
hear what
sad.
I said. Why
I
did.
Then? I don't care.
There were way worse computer graphics than that claim.
Oh yeah, yeah. The '70s and '80s are terrible.
Anything on
like
CW
Abraham Lincoln didn't have as good. I'm just saying, a little reference. Frame of reference.
And then there was a remake in 2023, I believe. I think it was for the 60th anniversary.
They did one for the Clash of Titans remake,
and it was poo-poo. I remember watching it when it came out. I kind of forgot about it, but when I was looking to find the movie to watch again, I was like, oh my God, I forgot they had this. And it was kind of...
But it looked very millennial Gen Z'd out. It's like, I don't know. Maybe I'll use that as a segue, as a quick synopsis of what
I
thought.
2000, not 20.
It was a TV miniseries.
I enjoyed this just like as a regular viewer. It's original and it wasn't Gen Z'd and too Marvel Disney plussed out. There was storylines that like, okay, that's kind of an interesting take perspective. It was a good story. Fun story. There are a couple of continuity issues.
How like old and like non-muscular Hercules was.
Oh, well, I remember him being the man. I remember him being the man when I was a kid. It's like, oh, that's a strong guy,
right? But then now I'm looking at him like, God, I got more muscle.
He's like
than
in
that
his
guy. What
he's like in his late 60s.
I don't even want to look. People look older back then, right? I mean, Archie Bunker was younger than we are when he was.
No, well, you know what's going to sting? Freaking Married with Children was younger than we are right now by like 20 years or something.
Yeah, but they look older.
but that was one of my takes real quick. Yeah, it's like, were there gyms back then? I thought the Greeks were like the Adonises and the perfection of the ideal human. Not so much. That was it. There's more to it, but to add to that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the storyline, I want to say we kind of all know the storyline. There might be people that don't. Jason the Argonauts is a Greek mythology story based on Jason going to find the golden fleece.
Loosely based on Greek mythology.
Loosely, yeah.
I mean, it had the names Zeus and Hera.
Hercules. But even little quirks, and I guess we just shotgun this, just the fact that they pulled Hercules about 3/5 or less from the story, and he was my favorite because he's the closest thing to a superhero.
Like, that was like killing off the main character, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They were like, we're going to leave Hercules on this island, and you were like, oh, no, they're not going to succeed without the strongest guy in the world.
As frame of reference, you'd think they do a millennial where, and this is not the best example, but they pull Han Solo in, you know, at the very end to help save the day for the hero to finish it. Dude, or straight up Disney Plus shows up. No, he's gone. That's it.
They couldn't afford him for the whole movie.
Because he was a big star back then?
Oh, I thought maybe that dude had like a stroke or something. Broke a hip.
But
the other thing
is,
how did they not figure out he didn't fall underneath Telos? Like when Telos fall, like that's the name of the Titan that fell.
Halos was the dude.
Halos?
No, Talos was the Titan, but Halos was the dude.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah. I was going to say, I thought the Titan was Talos. But, yeah.
Halos was like, crushed by Talos.
How did he not figure that out? And Hercules could have just picked him up and looked, right? Like,
and apparently Talos the Titan, before Zeus and the other gods, was a machine, had oil coming out of his heels.
A bad guess.
You
know what was funny is they used his heel like an Achilles heel.
But it was his heel. It wasn't the actual Achilles tendon. Yeah. It was the actual heel at the bottom.
I had to unscrew it to get it open.
Yeah, there was an actual.
For what it was, like, I looked at some of it and I laughed. And I was like, oh my God, some of this is really cheesy. Like the rock shaking in the boat scene.
and Poseidon coming up and. Yeah. Holding them apart.
And them sailing under his armpit.
See, I'm like sentimental. I'm like, what happened to the dude on the crow's nest who fell off? He just, maybe still swimming in the corner or something.
Nobody cares.
They just took off.
They just said, he's done. He's done. He's cooked.
He will be along. In the sequel.
But I can tell you, that's one sturdy ship. If a freaking Titan can pick it up and shake it and throw it back in the water, and they can plug all the holes and go through the rock, that's I want that ship on my team. That's
Argos, right?
And that and the Hera statue, that's some one creepy looking. When those eyes rolled up,
weird.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't watch this on Halloween. It was the day after Halloween I watched this. That's scary. Yeah.
But I kind of enjoy it. Did bring me back to my childhood. I remember watching that movie as a kid. I haven't seen it in forever. When they battled the like skeleton guys,
I got a little picky with that.
Yeah, for me, that held up.
The only time I get snooty is during fight choreography. I'm like, it's like zombies. Take out their feet; they can be deadly as hell. But if they're immobile, they can't get you. I love
when they were stabbing the skeleton between the ribs, and like nothing's happening.
Exactly.
But that's
exactly to my point.
Right now.
My point.
Like, oh my God, here's a skeleton. I'm going to stab him where his heart would be because there's nothing there. I can see through it.
It's just a zombie bones. Just take out an ankle. Make inhabilitate them for just so they got to crawl or they got to limp.
They were hitting them with swords and they weren't falling apart.
No, they did cut the one's head off.
Or the other. There. That. And then like get him on a cliffside and just give him a kick right off the edge.
Too busy jumping into the water. He had to run. It wasn't his battle to fight. He needed
but at least Jason survived, but the other two, at least they died. That gave a little more profoundness. Yeah. At least
they were like, we're not writing them into the second part of this sequel.
What I enjoyed was, again, I'll say it again, the contrast between that and like a modern day Disney Plus Marvel movie. It wasn't candy coated like it is now. It's like, oh, well, that he's not coming back. Or like, it's not like that's the Talos falls on him. Well, he might have, you know, it's kind of a Groundhog Day. He might have survived.
Hercules, there's your sewing needle. Let me go get it. Oh! Not dying for a sewing needle.
There's just freaking gold doubloons and pearls of the size of your head. He takes a golden sewing needle.
Maybe they didn't need Hercules.
But I kind of like to see the pivot in the storyline. Somebody screws up or doesn't follow orders. Just enough because of the ego, not because of anything
and
malicious.
It didn't matter who it was. We're fine without them, right?
Yeah, but again, that to me that was the most devastating part was the and besides the dancing girls was Hercules leaving so early on in our story because he was the hero. He was they didn't really push it, but he's a strong man. He's the only like soup, and they glazed over with all their looseness of the gods. He's half god. He's Zeus's son because Zeus went down and saw shepherd girls. Yeah, but it just felt good to hear that like. Zeus has other plans for him. So, ooh, that's like a that's a spin-off sequel.
Yeah, right. Like nowadays you're like, ooh, cliffhanger for Hercules.
Hercules.
But I don't ever remember that guy ever playing Hercules again. I remember the muscle builder.
Lou Ferrigno, I think, came back.
Well, no, but there was that guy in the '50s.
Oh yeah. I like that movie. I remember like 1 point.
I remember Hercules versus Samson?
Was there a versus?
Yeah.
No. I don't remember that.
That's Greek versus Christianities or Romans.
Yeah, there was a Hercules versus Samson. When was that?
I don't remember that.
Hold on.
I remember when, while you're looking, I remember when Bill Murray played Hercules on Saturday Night Live. Move this rock. I cannot move that rock. I can move a much smaller one. And he was about as good a shape as most of the guys in this movie. Just saying.
There was one. I don't. Man, I'd have to look up when that thing was for. But they had a Hercules versus Samson.
Another quick thought. I thought, man, I'm ashamed to know you two because when that one girl they saved from the water who only wore the linen, but you couldn't see through, and there was just a shipload of sailors, and they brought in the one unconscious. It's like, wow, my other two my colleagues on TMO are thinking naughty, naughty thoughts right now. Or they watch too much of the internet blue videos to know what happens next. But yeah, that was just like they. Yeah, I don't think that would pass now. Is all I'm saying on a regular movie.
No,
I don't know.
I'm sorry. Hercules versus Samson, and then they teamed up at the end.
So spoiler alert
with Ulysses.
What?
What?
What year
now
is that?
I'm gonna have to see if that's on streaming anywhere.
What year is that? Is that in the 60s still?
I don't know.
Or the 70s? Oh.
I mean, it looks like it's in like 280p. That helps you out.
It's in 4. It's in 4p.
It's 4p.
Yeah. But for me, it held up. I mean, yes.
But you know what?
There were some issues with it, but as a whole, I still enjoyed it like
yes.
I did when I was a kid. Held up.
The graphics where they were just being a film guy back then to make the fleece like kind of shimmer gold, that was like a feat.
Also him appearing in the like fuzzy lake and how the mercury
turned
to dust and stuff, right? That was like a big feat back then.
Even the pool of looking on Earth from Olympia. Yeah. Sure. Why not?
I mean, that was probably cutting edge technology back then.
But see, I was as a my kid kicked in, like you're saying, Warren, like he only had the five wishes essentially. Like you gotta be really
he used them you up real fast.
He was like I don't want the burden of that. I'm gonna use them up right away.
My coffee needs a little cream. Can you maybe Hera, can you conjure up a little heavy whipping cream? See, understand, Warren, that's why there are no I don't bring my celebrity people onto the show. You don't pull those strings. You do it lightly with a little measure. I lost my words. I was thinking of the dancing girls. Because if you remember that shot, it was like their legs are wide open right in the middle of the frame. It's like, whoa, hey. what island is this again? Asking for a friend.
Yeah. I'll never do it, but I wonder who owns the rights to this and why there really hasn't been any good remake of it.
Well, he just said there was one.
Well, the 19 to 2000 thing, it wasn't that good.
There was a remake is the point, not good. Good is a different value point.
I don't think anybody cares about Greek mythology.
Man. Well, it's been just watered down. It's if you really want to get deep into it, that's all Marvel movies are. Quicksilver is, Mercury and
right,
on and
but
on.
What I'm saying is it's like the gods of Mount Olympus, like, maybe if you did something based on Atlantis,
There right? you go. You have
but I don't know if you could do like a movie about Zeus, or I mean, even The Rock, who's been successful at anything, his Hercules movie kind of tanked.
Yeah,
his last movie tanked. Also, the latest one,
I don't know what that
latest
was.
reviews, the wrestler movie he did
Oh.
just came and went.
But I'm saying, if The Rock in his prime is failing at Hercules, and this is the guy who made the
Did he play
Scorpion.
Hercules?
Yeah.
I thought it was
Yeah.
just the
See?
Adam, Black Adam.
No,
All
he played
right. No, he played a
Hercules
Hercules in a
like
movie.
in 2014 or something.
Oh, so it's over 10 years ago. Okay. Yeah, it's the stories are classic. I will contend that they still hold, but they need to be produced properly. Again, there's just too much glazing, sugar coating in today's versions if they were to do that. If you kept the real, even kind of like this one, there were twists and turns that you didn't see coming. I mean, I kind of remember it, but don't. But just the skeletons coming out of the ground from the teeth of Hydra, that's some original freaking stuff, man.
Yeah.
And it's strategically, I'm like, oh, this golden fleece, so they're just going to go and grab it? I mean, and they proved me wrong in the storylines. Like, there's no guards. No, this is your most prized possession that gives you health and life and wealth. And you have, oh, okay, now you have Hydra.
Now
Oh,
there are
look, the first
guards.
guy. Yeah. So I was like, okay, all
There
right.
was a guard.
He didn't fight really goodly against it. He just sort of waved it like a wand, sort of like a wand that didn't. He's like a stormtrooper. He did like made zero contact
Yeah.
till the
He
very
wasn't
end.
guarding the win.
Yeah, and I'll take that golden the golden fleece. He just threw it over the lady who got shot with an arrow, and then it was better than the whatchamacallit pool in Star Wars, the whatchamacallit chamber.
And then the blind guy that was like tormented by the demons,
The harpies.
hyper harpies.
harpies. There we go, the harpies. Like that
Who's
had to
bringing him
be like
food?
hard to do back then, you know?
Yeah, when you're blind, it's tough. It's
No,
you.
I mean like the graphics for that.
That looked claymation-y
Yeah, it
too.
definitely was
Well,
claymation,
but it came off well.
And
For
again, so
you got to put it in its time period. You can't
see,
adjust history.
as a kid too, there like I mentioned, there are a couple of moments, Bugs Bunny moments with the carrots. Like, where'd they get that net? I guess that's
Yeah.
just
There
all
was a
right.
few of that.
I mean, it's one thing you got a net for fishing, but that was like a stadium-sized net. And when they caught him, oh, let's make a cage. All right, let's make a cage.
Or randomly they
Well,
had
that was more
their
realistic than the
boat had
net.
been sunk, but then they randomly, when they got to the island where the things were, had brand new Greek uniforms. Never
Oh, I
worn
mean, they
the
were
entire
shiny.
time.
There
Yeah.
was not a stain. There must have been a dry
Never
cleaner
worn
on the
the
island.
entire time, and it was like, we're there, let's get on our dress blues.
And they look good. They look pretty gladiatory. And
Yeah.
yeah, like who? So I mean, that was very Greek mythology, where the I guess they were just village people who felt bad, or was their duty sent by the gods to give them grapes and bread, the blind guy, and then the harpies would come, so it would make it difficult to impossible for him to eat. That was very, Greek
That's very
tragedy-ish.
Greek. Yeah, very Greek.
Yeah. But I want to know where the lady servants were who are bringing that's a good size bowl of grapes. They look delicious even now. Just saying.
And they've probably been old and dried up.
They're
Or it could
raisins
be
at best.
wine. Or we can go to the root of it. Who are the young ladies who are bringing the food? I enjoyed that very
Well, I
much,
mean, it's
especially
Greece.
the.
Could have been guys. Just saying. But
Hey, he wouldn't.
in
He doesn't
general,
care.
I enjoyed watching this fight.
Yes,
I really
absolutely.
did.
Because I forgot most of it. Honestly,
Yeah.
I'd mixed it up with the Titans movie too.
To be
So,
honest with you, I
well,
completely forgot about the scenes up in on Mount Olympus where he's
yeah,
standing there and
kind
Zeus
and
is on
that
him.
a breath.
At time has let this it kind of meld with Sinbad, several of the Sinbad stop motion claymation movies as well. So it kind of merged. I had looking for scenes that I know must have been in other movies now.
Come to think of it, I think Return of the Jedi, the big whatchamacallit monster in the pit, was claymation, some of it that
Oh,
Luke
the
ended
Rancor
up going.
monster?
Yeah, I think he looked in
Yeah,
my
now
mind.
that you mention it, it probably, yeah, it does look a lot like
Oh,
that.
and I bet like the Tauntaun, a couple of scenes were as well claymation-y, like the opening scene.
Could be.
So it just, Not as big. Are there any movies that still use claymation on purpose now? But I guess CGI is so advanced.
Yeah, CGI has taken all that.
Yeah. So, as a kid too, watching this, it was just too easy. Like, well, I will vanquish all my beliefs in my realm and my land because I love you. I was like, oh, that's how love works.
Now we're like, kid. What are you doing? Jesus Christ, can't you see she's going to betray you?
Well, she betrayed her
haven't
land.
You seen this movie before?
I love how in the beginning I completely forgot that Jason and the other king, what was it, Pilates or whatever.
Yeah, Pilates.
I know Palisades. Who that is. I know who that is. And they have this whole conversation like, this is what you should do. I'll go do that. That was my enemy.
They were a little too naive. Well, you can go to that island. Okay, let's go. Like, maybe a little fact check, a little Google before you head to these different places or talk to these people.
Who trusts her?
but see, here again, as a kid, you just swallow that whole. Okay. Nope. At the same time, like, you're, hey, that's the bad guy. That's the bad guy. Don't trust him. Oh my gosh, he's just. So that's entertainment. I'm in. You know, I want to see what happens.
Like, I saw the guy come out of the river or pond or whatever it was with no sandal. I'm like, he's got a knife. This is a short movie.
Did he not see the classic Tom Hanks movie, Man with One Red Shoe? That's a sign. Kill him on the spot. Was he not supposed to because of the rules?
Well, his doom would sell his other doom or something. Yeah, I don't know.
I wasn't quite sure it was end and finished till the credits ended. It started at the end. It was like, are we done?
In my head, I want to remember like him going back with the fleece and like,
yeah, exactly. And I'm the hero parade or something.
But I guess maybe they were planning on a episode 2.
Or they just said, we're done. This was so hard. If this 1960s,
it took a lot of time to make that,
but it was a legit movie. The production value for the time period, this was a major flick. This was a big motion picture. I bet it did well too, like in the theater straight up. Like,
I don't know.
I bet you did good box office.
Yeah,
because that's pretty advanced for the time. That was pre Star Wars. So. Is there anything coming? I mean, I hate to jump. Is there anything next week? Where any traction, any fodder?
Well, I got a question for you guys about the movie before we do that.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Did it feel like it was 104 minutes long?
That's a hallmark of a great movie if it feels very quick.
It was. To me, it was a quick movie. I thought, well, you know, at the end of it, this has only felt like about an hour, and it was a 104 minutes long movie.
See, I'll do the math for you because I'm not amongst the math scholars. Oh, really?
So, well, Wizard of Oz lost money. It was an estimated 1 to 3 million to make, and it only made
claymation was tough.
2.1 million, and then 479 in worldwide.
Oh, that's rough, man. That's rough. That's some Scooby Doo.
And that was
probably why there wasn't a second one.
Well, they don't. That doesn't stop Tron. None of them, even the current one, all of them have lost money.
But
they still pump them out.
Well, it's Disney.
Well, not the past two. Well, I don't know about the second.
Yeah, I think
one.
They are. I think they're Disney.
Well, then that's an excuse. They just print money. They throw money out the window.
You know, I want to say like 3 or 4 years ago, I was scrolling through and found Jason and the Argonauts on a TV channel. Which is cool if it's still being shown on TV.
It's not. It's just, you know what? It wasn't until I watched Star Wars back in the theater again, I fully realized it's a different movie in the theater. When it's giant, you know, 50 feet tall, 100 yards wide, it's a different movie on the big screen. When I watch, because I've seen Star Wars on television, you know, during that really long lull, and you could even see the box graphics around the X-Wings or TIE-Wings, whatever. When you see it on the big screen, it's an entirely different movie. It has so much more depth. So imagine if we had watched this on the big screen. I think it would up the entertainment factor. Someone talk, because I'm boring myself here.
No, well, I was trying to, because I realized it said rentals on the thing. So I was like, How did that get rented? So I don't know.
Yeah, and as to your point earlier, Warren, it probably has exchanged hands ownership 20-fold by this time.
Oh, I imagine so. But I was just curious. I'm not gonna look it up. I won't have. We'll never do it. But it's just, I wonder who owns the rights and when the next version will come out.
I wonder if it's got. Where are we at? 25 now. It's 100 years is the expiration date. You can more copyrights. What? What are you making big faces
so
for?
Hercules was in a movie.
Not gonna let it go. Okay.
No, he was in. He was in that movie Zulu. That was about the battle of what was it? Something Drift, Rorke's Drift.
Rorke's Drift, yeah. Rorke's Drift, that was a good movie. I
he
really
was the
liked
color
that.
Sergeant in that.
Are you talking about the actor?
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, I thought you. Because I mean, because
no,
I thought you were talking
Hercules
about the.
Wasn't that Rorke's Drift? They would have probably.
That'd be
won.
Quite a movie. That'd be quite a movie.
Hercules versus the Zulus. Yeah, no, that didn't happen.
I was about to say Hercules was just in the last Thor movie, as far as character
yeah.
goes.
Yeah. Probably the same guy, old and fat, right? Oh, come on.
He ain't been to a gym. It's 2024 at that point.
No, I was, you know, like I said, I kind of enjoyed the
no, it wasn't even, not even a kind of, just, it was,
no, I actually
it was
did.
legit. Yeah, it was like legit fun. I was there, like Warren said, 120, no, I was there. That's fine.
I was a little worried when I turned it on that I was going to get distracted doing something else. You know, just because it was
subconsciously
old.
Probably,
but you did,
yeah.
But you
I didn't. No, I didn't.
Like,
I was like,
no,
oh,
I was like,
I
oh,
forgot
what's
how good
next?
this was.
And then they're doing the, yeah, you know, some of this, like, eh, so you kind of wince a couple, but you let it go.
So
There's
if
some
you're
wincy
young and
moments.
You have no idea what we're talking about,
Exactly.
claymation or anything. Go find on YouTube or streaming
YouTube with
services,
claymation.
Jason and the Argonauts, 1963. It's interesting. It's
Or if
hilarious.
You don't know what claymation is, there are people who still do it just as a retro fun thing now.
Yeah.
It's like you could do it, yeah, the
David and
technology's
Goliath.
there.
Oh.
Oh, I hadn't heard of that in a long time.
Clash of the Titans.
Okay, Davey.
Okay, Davey. Okay,
G
I'm all lost.
You
What
don't
is
know
this now?
David and
I'm lost.
Goliath?
I'm obviously.
David and Goliath?
I'm deeper than you guys. I know the philosophical backdrop behind it, but what do you
No, the
the
TV
movie?
show.
Oh, I never watched.
It was like the
I'm aware of
original
it.
Gumby.
I'm aware of it. However, I've never watched an episode or a frame
the
of it.
Clay,
Oh.
It's a
yes.
claymation TV
Oh,
kids show for kids.
I'm gonna pull it for our more of our generation. Remember Gumby?
I just
Yeah,
said Gumby.
I know, but I'm pulling it, pushing it harder. You did as a secondary.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm
no,
sorry.
I'm the guy.
My idea.
I'm the guy in the meeting who.
I'm Gumby, damn it.
I know. I was going to say Eddie Murphy, too. I'm the guy in the meeting who just repeats what the other guy said, but I get the credit and the applause.
Yeah,
that's
usually
it.
That's Warren, but he doesn't get credit. All right.
Well, why are we so mean to each other? Why can't
I don't
we just
know.
That's
Thank
what
God
we
the
do.
Music's coming on.
We need to watch
You know what?
The
Give
Smurfs.
Us some reaction. If you like us talking about some old movies or something, some throwback stuff, let us know. I actually enjoyed doing it and would love to do it again.
That's yeah, if it works for you all, if you guys enjoy listening to us banter and still be mean to each other
about
it. If
you didn't, send your hate mail to Warren.
Yes, Warren.
There's two R's in Warren.
I said RR.
Oh.
RR? Or just, or
you
just
even sound like a pirate.
RR. Or just meh at NTN.
Just send it to meh@ndnradio.com. I will make sure Warren gets
hey,
it.
Jason the Argonauts was not meh.
All right,
thumbs
we'll
up.
Be back next week.